USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're opening up our country. We're opening it up very fast.
The president's comments as all 50 states have begun to slowly and safely reopen their economy. The president also saying,
so we did the right thing, but now we have to get back to work.
President Trump meeting with the governors of Arkansas and Kansas at the White House on Wednesday. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the president is looking out for folks as he implements deregulation policies.
The last thing that small business owners and property owners and taxpayers need as they are trying to recover from this global pandemic economically, if not emotionally, are more regulations. This has been the deregulation president.
Conway speaking on Fox News. The president on Tuesday signed an executive order that aims to get rid of regulations that stop the economy from returning to normal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? You can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the ocean. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you were there. Each week, there's something new to experience, with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American and one German. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
The Trump administration will continue to ban all non-essential travel at the United States' border with Canada and Mexico through June 22nd. At the recommendation of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Department of Homeland Security announced late Tuesday. A catastrophic flood is forcing thousands to evacuate in Michigan. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A state of emergency has been declared in Midland County, Michigan. A dam has breached after days of heavy rain. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says evacuations are underway involving 10,000 people.
In the next 12 to 15 hours, downtown Midland could be under approximately 9 feet of water. We are anticipating an historic high water level.
It's the second evacuation in less than 24 hours for many of the people there. The heavy rains have also caused major flooding in parts of Illinois and Ohio.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Presumptive 2020 Democratic nominee Joe Biden warns there will be no peace in the Middle East if Israel doesn't stop the threat of annexation. During a virtual fundraiser with members of the U.S. Jewish community, Biden vowed to reverse President Trump's policies in the Israeli region and restore more of a hope of peace between Israelis and Palestinians. As virtual graduations for high schools and colleges across the country continue to happen, many seniors are wondering what their life will have in store for them. NFL star Ben Watson joins Fox News and has a message for everyone graduating high school and college.
Life isn't always about you. It's about what you can do for other people. So it's not about you. Sometimes we have a plan for ourselves. Look, you should take care of yourself. I'm not saying that. But many times there's a larger plan at play that you may not even realize. There are people's lives that you will touch. There are situations and relationships that will happen that you never planned before. And you look back in retrospect and be like, wow. I see why that happened. So it's not always about you. God is sovereign. He's in control. And even as we talk about right now, the situation that we're in as a country, it's not about us individually. We keep talking about being in this together. We truly are in this together. It's not solely about you. It's about the larger plan. It's about what you do, how you can use your time, your talent, your treasure as you continue through your life for the benefit of others.
Good advice there from Watson. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.